to a new RFM 103.7. Time to have a look at some exciting things that are happening in the world of education. This week, Professor John Fischetti, things that aren't all that exciting. Word through that a particular Year 12 class was taught the wrong syllabus. They were given the wrong maths course. This is very disturbing, isn't it? How do you go to school and go all year and be taught the wrong information?
Yeah, Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
This is an example of where it shows that not everything is working well, and who's in charge of figuring that out? There's a group of high school students who were actually enrolled in the Math 2 course, but were being taught the Math 1 course by a casual who obviously didn't know what they were doing.
I would have thought, now, I'm obviously not in the education world, we've all been through school at some point, I would have thought that if you're doing, in this case, Year 12 Maths, there will be an approved, these are the books that you teach from, go to it and teach the kiddies what they need to know. But obviously that's not what's in place.
Well, what happened in this school, it's not in place. Obviously in other schools it is because you hadn't heard of this before. But what's worrisome here is why did it take till August for the rest of the school, the parents, the kids to realize that they've actually been not enrolled in the right, they enrolled in the right course, not taught the right one. And is it that loose a set of systems in this school that could allow students to go all year and not be prepared? The risk here is that those students were assuming they were in a course that was going to help them accomplish their ATAR and their HSC. Because they were being taught a lesser course, they wouldn't have the skill set. So this is actually not just, well, you could live with it. It actually undereducated them. And it's symbolic of potentially some loose systems, not only in that school but in others, where when there's a casual put in charge, do they actually know what they're doing?
So I guess if you peel that back a little bit, firstly for the kids in question, yes, they, you know, they now not having the information they need, but is there potentially some other widespread problems that could happen by not having these systems in place?
I think this is probably more of a one-off than it seems, but it does raise an alarm. I don't know if you remember last month, if you guys covered, there was a jet landing in San Francisco, an Air Canada jet. He was landing on the taxiway on top of four planes that were lined up to take off. How in the world could a pilot, an educated, sober pilot, attempt to land on a taxiway? They just got confused. I guarantee you there's new systems flying into San Francisco that says, mate, are you in the right place? Are you heading to the runway?
You would hope so.
I mentioned to you just before we went on air, I had eye surgery a couple of years ago, and they put the X over the eye that was supposed to be operated on, but then they came and said, oh, you're having it over your left eye. I said, no, you got it wrong. They were going to operate on the wrong eye, and they'd mark the wrong eye.
X marks the wrong spot.
So, and if you remember in Sydney now about 2 years ago, in a hospital had been refitted in emergency or in one of the labs where they had the anesthesia, the nitrous oxide in one tank with the oxygen, and they had it mislabeled. That's life and death. So the good news in this situation in Northwest New South Wales, it's not life or death. But educationally, a year missed is really almost that in mass. So I think it's about the hiring and the preparation of casuals. I think it's about the supervision of the head teacher. And I think it's about the overall leadership in the school, all of which has made the minister go, what the heck's going on here? So I think probably you're going to see right away as we move to 2018 school year, major systems in place that ensure that the proper course is being taught to the students who've signed up for that course.
Which makes sense, isn't it? Because you mentioned earlier the kids are just getting the information, they're getting the workbooks, and they're just going through it, probably hating every minute of it because it's maths, but they're doing the work, assuming they're getting the right gear. And if they're not being taught the right thing, they've got to try and make it up somehow. Do you think that there will be some situations where more things might come to light?
I think in this particular case, technology can help us because those students with compressed courses at some of the more difficult and challenging component, I think that's the kids figured this out, by the way. I think when the curriculum was supposed to get hard, it actually wasn't on them because the courses maybe not be as much different till about August when you start to crank up the expectations. So I think it was the students discovering it, saying, wait a minute, the rigor doesn't seem to be here. I think that's what the checkpoint is we're going to make sure that there's the actual materials are being implemented, not just we assume they are.
And again, I think a little bit disturbing that it was the kids that figured this out, not the teacher or the head teacher or the principal or anybody there.
For a while, I wondered if they thought of that in January. They figured it out, but it took them till August to tell anybody, but I'm not sure. But compressed courses, are now going to be able to be put in place, which, say, for those students who learn that way, can probably make up for the assessments they miss. It's more the bigger picture issue that I think you're frustrated with is how could there be such lax policies that this could even take place? I think it's no different than if you or I were in hospital, we would hope we'd have a partner or a friend next to us to be able to double check that the right medication was being given. We almost, in our society today, have to advocate for ourselves to ensure that we're getting the proper treatment, and in this case, the proper learning.
The squeaky wheel gets the oil and grease, I guess.
Yes, we got to squeak.
As we do. As always, John Fischetti squeaking with us this week about education and the school syllabus. He'll be back next time at 2 NURFM.